Bezer Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, a series of shiurim on Chukas Ha'akam. Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal and the Shalos Tshuvos Yabia Omer, Chelik Gimel, Yoredeya Simin Chof Dalid, has a very long discussion regarding the minig that Akum have of putting flowers by a levaya, putting flowers in a cemetery. Is there an issa b'chukaseyem loyseleichun to do so? And as he goes into this lengthy tshuva to discuss this subject, he establishes a number of rules and yesoidus regarding this entire subject of b'chukaseyem loyseleichun. One point that he makes connected to our sugya, because our sugya taught us that there is no problem of b'chukaseyem loyseleichun on the misrafos hamalachim when they burnt the personal effects of the king. And the Gemara says, the ksivi b'raisa, anything that's mentioned in the Torah is not included in the klal of b'chukaseyem loyseleichun. That's why misrafos hamalachim is not included. That's why, according to Rabbanon, the way Misa Sayif was done is not included. So says Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal, quoting different Paiskim, that when we say that it ksivi b'raisa, it doesn't mean that you have to find a pasuk. He says, as this was a minig that we see was practiced in Klal Yisrael from previous generations, that is not considered part of the Chukas Ha'akam. That's one very important point that he makes. Then he attempts to answer the question of the Gra versus the Marik. He says, the Marik, as we learned, explained that there's never a problem of Chukas Ha'akam, of following the Chukas Ha'akam, when we do something because there's an explanation to what we're doing. Asked, and that's what the Ramah follows, as we learned in our previous year in Yoredeya Simin Kuf Ayin Ches. Ask the Gra, if that's the case, so why did our Gemara have to say that there is a pasuk, and that's why there's no problem with misrafos hamalachim? That's why there's no problem with killing with a sword. It makes sense what we're doing, and anything that's done with a reason, there's never a problem with Chukas Ha'akam. The gross question. So Rav Avadya Yosef wants to suggest that when do we need a pasuk, even though what we're doing makes sense without the pasuk, is if what we're doing will show honor to the Akam. If by killing in Beis Din, we kill the same way as the Akam kill, or if we burn the king's personal effects the way the Akam do, it shows them covered. So therefore, even though technically it's not Chukas Ha'akam, it is going to be considered Chukas Ha'akam. And only because there's a pasuk that tells us we should do it that way, are we allowed to do that. The Rav Avadya Yosef at that point then brings down a very famous controversy. He quotes the Tshuvas, Shalos Tshuvos Ksav Sofer, Chelek Yoredeya Simin Kuf Ayin Hei. Apparently, until the time of the Ksav Sofer, by Levaya, they would carry the Nifter on a stretcher. At that point, they started carrying him on a hearse, bringing them on a hearse. And the question is there a problem with Chukasayim Loiselechu? Because that was what the Akum were doing. So the Ksav Sofer and the Meram Shik and Chelik Yoridei Simen Shin Nun Aleph all say that it's mutter. Because they say the reason the Nifter is being transported that way is not because we want to follow the Chukas Akum. It's just the most convenient way to carry the Nifter. Although it's well known, the Rav Shlomo Kluger and the Shiles Chuvas Tov Tam Vadas Tlisaw Chelik Bey Simresh Lamed Hey comes out very, very strongly against it, as there were other Pais Gedolim that came out against it. But it seems that there's another point that he makes here. That even when something might have been considered Chukas Akum, which clearly the Ksav Sofer and the Chsam Sofer and the Meram Shik did not consider it. But now he establishes something very interesting. He says once something becomes the minig, once something became the minig, then there's no longer a problem of Chukas Akum, even if at the beginning it was Chukas Akum. He says, for example, it could very well be that the first person in Klal Yisrael who shaved was over this shaved in a halachically permissible manner was over the Isser of Chukas Akum. He said, but now that it already became so customary that we shave, so somebody who shaves Bizman HaZeh is not considered Chukas Akum. And therefore, he says, putting flowers on the grave of a nifter, Rav Avadya Yosef's opinion, is not considered Chukas Hakam. It's being done to show respect to the nifter. He does quote many Paiskim, including the Ragachover and Michas Alozer, many Paiskim who were very machmer about putting on flowers by Levaya. He quotes the Shailas HaTshuvas Yaskel Avdi, Chelik Yerudei Simen Chof Hei, that has a whole different reason why one shouldn't put on flowers. He says the issue of putting on flowers is Usur, according to the Yaskel Avdi, because it shows tremendous respect to put on the flowers as if to show the person that died that he was a great person and he has nothing to worry about as he approaches the Kisei HaKavod for Din V'Cheshbon. But that, of course, is very wrong. We all need to be concerned about the Din V'Cheshbon that we're going to have to give Achamei V'Esrim. He says that's not the reason why the Akum put on flowers, and that's not the reason why people put on flowers, and therefore, somebody who puts on flowers is not over the lava b'chukaseyem loyseleichon. He does say, however, it's most appropriate not to do it, and it's most appropriate to try to explain to people who want to do it that's not the Jewish way. But there is no Issa. On the other hand, the Michas Yitzchak and the Shailas HaTshuvas Michas Yitzchak Chelik Aleph Simen Lamed Aleph says that certainly also, and particularly to what we're discussing regarding the issue of B'chukaseim Lo Yiseleichun, he says it is Osir because of B'chukaseim Lo Yiseleichun, because yes, we're quoting the Marik and the Ran and the Ramah, who all hold that when there's a good reason for what you're doing, it doesn't represent a violation of a Chukaseim Loiseleichun. So if you're doing it for Kavod, for the Nifter, it should be considered a Chukaseim Loiseleichun. But he says, let's think about it. There is no real Kavod being shown to the Nifter by putting on flowers. And therefore, it's clearly a violation of Ubuchukeseim Loiselechum. He says other reasons why it's Asur. He says having the flowers there may come to having plants and trees growing in the Nifter, and then there will be a shaila of having Isser Hanah from the Nifter. There's a tshuva in the Shaila for Tshuvas, Igris Moshe, Yoredeya Chelik Sheni, Simon Kuf Samaches. Ramosha discusses there that the minig became that when somebody, Rachman Otzlan, is sitting Shiva, somebody sitting Shiva, is there an Isser of Chuk, they bring food to the home of the Avelim. Is there an Isser of Chukas Akam? So he says, certainly according to Ramah, that wherever there's a good explanation for what's being done, and here there's an explanation, people are sitting Shiva and you want to participate and help them and bring food to them, that is not considered Chukas Hakam. And moreover, he says, even the Gra, who are now sure and we've been learning, has a stricter opinion towards the Shiloh. And the Gross says that anything that the Akum do, even if we could come up with an explanation to do it, not because we're copying the Akum, should be also for Chukas Akum. He says a person who brings food to a Shiva home, says Ramosha, his intention is not because he's following the Minig Akum. His intention is because he wants to do Chesed, he wants to help the people who are sitting Shiva. In such a situation, he's bechlal not thinking about the Akum. He says a very bechidish Ramosha. Ramosha says that the Gra's strong approach towards Chilkas Akum is only in a situation where it is your intent to follow what the Akum do. So even though you have a good reason to do what you are doing, even though you have a good reason to do what you're doing, it's still considered Chukas HaAkum if you follow what the Akum do. But if what you're doing has absolutely no connection to what the Akum do, what you're doing because this is what you want to do, because you want to be nice and helpful, even the Gra would hold that there is no Isser of Chukas HaAkum under those circumstances. There's another interesting tshuva. We don't necessarily have time to go into all the details of this tshuva. In the Shalos of Tshuvas Yaviya Omer, Chela Gimel Yerudei Simen Chav Hei, where apparently the people who come to a levaya, they wear a black tie, they wear a black band. Is that considered a Chukas HaAkum? So Ravadi Yosef brings many Gemaras and Midrashim that show that black represents Avelis. He quotes the Yerushalmi in first Perek Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Halacha Gimel. He says that says regarding Rosh Hashanah, "B'noig Shabbalam Adam Sheish Leidin." If a person has to go to a court, he puts on black clothing, and he doesn't shave, he doesn't know what's going to be. Yisrael don't act that way. So he says, from here we see that black represents Avelis. And since black represents Avelis, so the person who never is an Ovel and wants to show that he's an Ovel is allowed to wear black. And therefore it would not be considered the B'chukaseim Lo Yiseleichem. He does quote a kuntras hayichieli that wants to differentiate, I'm not exactly sure why, between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, that Eretz Yisrael we have to be more machmer. But he says that, again, according to the approach that we've been learning, when there's an explanation for what's being done, it doesn't represent Chukas Akum, and therefore it's mutter. Rav Yosef discusses this issue again in Yabia Omer Chelik Dalid Yerideya Chelik Yerideya Simchav Zion, where there are Paiskim, he say, who saw his tshuva, the Shalas tshuva Shaskal Avi, saw his tshuva and was upset. But he says, certainly, if there's an explanation for what we're doing, it's not considered Chukas Akum. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help, that we should never have such shyness, and moreover, we should always be zoicha to follow in the minig, in the menhagim of Avisenu, Mesiris Avisenu Biadenu, that like that we will be zoicha, v'heshiv leiv loviv avis albonim, v'leiv bonim el avoisom, to go together, all of us, k'neged Mashiach Tzadkeinu, v'meher v'yemenu, amen.